Blog Talk Radio.
Said I was gonna be a movie star. Said that I was gonna go far. Gonna laugh, gonna play, gonna run in the sun, doing funny, funny things now. But I never did get my way. So I had to stop and say, take a walk, settle down. A slower pace is part of your town. Call some old friends, invite them over again. Invite them in. It's coffee chatter time. It's coffee chatter time.
Good morning, everyone. How are you doing this Monday morning? It is September the 5th. 2016, it is 7 a.m. Los Angeles, California time. You have tuned in to the Coffee Chatter Internet Radio Show. I'm your hostess, Lynn Burnett, and thank you so much for joining me for the next 15 minutes. First of all, let's start off with it being Labor Day. Labor Day is the day that the workforce recognizes, realizes, and appreciates, no matter where you are here in the USA, a job is good to have. I hope wherever you are and the job that you have is something that you truly, truly enjoy and truly, truly love and have passion for. And if not, I hope that you find your passion in your labor and what you do in time. So what can I say? All those who have the day off, of course, all federal workers, school teachers, and what can I say? If you're self-employed, you probably took the day off too. Anybody with the day off, respect it and enjoy your day. Do your barbecue, sit back and relax. Some people are going to Vegas. Some people are just going to sit at home and get some ice cream. Some people, being myself, are going to roll right out into the movie. I don't know. I may just sit back and relax and reflect. But anyway, happy Labor Day, USA. Enjoy for those of us who have the day off with pay. Enjoy. All right. Moving on to, what can I say, Hollywood fun gossip. I'm just telling you like it is. I could be wrong. If I'm wrong, oh, well. Anyway, my girl, the lady of, pop culture, R&B culture, anyway, whatever you want to call it, the reigning queen right now, Miss Beyonce. Did you know that Beyonce is having a birthday and Miss Beyonce is 35 years old? To be truthfully honest, I thought Beyonce was like 22, 23. Never, ever put it together, made the connections. But anyway, 35 years old, so what can I say? Beyonce, happy birthday, my love. You are gorgeous. You get up there and you really preach that women stand strong and love yourself. So happy birthday, lovely lady there. All right. Rumor has it, Baby Boom is back in. Let's see. I don't know if it's true. It's Jennifer Garner and my man Ben Affleck. Are they going to have another little bambino? Is this going to be their fourth child? I don't know if this rumor is true. I've never met either one of them, but I love both of them. They're both brilliant, brilliant actors. And you know when people talk about Ben Affleck and Jennifer Garner, they always have very nice things to say. So I say, you know, we are our actions and our words, and people always say very nice things about them. Well, I don't know if that rumor is true, but if it is, more power to them. And then another baby rumor. Could this be true or not? I don't know. Kate Middleton, okay. And Pippa, her sister, okay. Now, this is all part of, well, of course, Kate Middleton, who is married to Prince William, and they have two children. Of course, they also, one of them being the future King of England, Prince George. Anyway, Duchess Kate Middleton, I think that's right, Duchess Kate Middleton, or is it, no, Princess Kate. Oh, my goodness. Duchess, royal, kings, queens. Ah! Anyway, let's see. Kate Middleton, pregnant. And then Kate's sister is the gorgeous Pippa. Okay. So now, remember Pippa when Kate got married to Prince William and she was, of course, in the wedding and she was walking down in a beautiful white dress and they made a big, big talk about she had, a, you know, some junk in her trunk. All right, it was a little junk in her trunk. The girl got a cute little shape. I give it to her as that. But if his sister walking down the aisle, bam, you know, that would be a whole lot of junk in the trunk. So more power to anybody who's got junk in their trunk and you proud of your trunk and your junk. If you don't like it, I don't know, this exercise, have removed, whatever you want to do. But for the average sister girl out there and the average Latino, we got junk on our trunk. I say wear it proudly, my sisters. And for everybody else who's got junk in your trunk, wear it proudly, my sisters. Wear it proudly. Okay. Anyway, back to the original story. Allegedly. Is Kate Middleton pregnant again? I don't know. Is Pippa pregnant? I don't know. I'm just reading the headlines like everybody else. So if that story is true, well, what can I say? It would be pretty cool if it's true. And if it's not, well, you know what? I don't know. Hey, moving on to the next story, because I'm just telling you the Hollywood fun gossip. Okay, my man, Tom Hiddleston. You know what? He is really, really tall. Anyway, rumor, and he's a very, very good English actor. Anyway, he's been nominated for something. I don't know what. I saw some billboard, something, please consider me for the nomination or something. Anyway, moving on. Tom Hiddleston, famous, been in all the Avengers movie with the other guy with the blonde hair, good looking. I'm so great with names, I could just hear you now. Okay, we know Tommy is, allegedly has a girlfriend, and his girlfriend, of course, is Taylor Swift. So, you know, I love me some Taylor Swift. The girl can sing, and the girl can write her music, and she's pretty. I haven't seen her in the CoverGirl, Revlon commercials, whatever the heck she was pushing. But anyway, Taylor Swift, one of the, you know, most brilliant songwriters of our time. She's very young, and she's very good at what she does. I don't care what anybody says, but that's a fact. And if Taylor Swift was ringing a bell, you're going, Taylor Swift. Okay, that's the one that Kanye West got up there and took the award from. Now you're going, okay, I remember her. Back to the original story. Taylor Swift allegedly is the girlfriend of Tom Hiddleston. All right. Are they a couple? Are they not a couple? Is there trouble in paradise? Well, Tommy, I have one thing to say. If there's trouble in paradise and you and Taylor are not getting along, holla, call me. Okay. Yes, I sure did put that out. I just feel like being silly. All right, and then moving on to some other Hollywood news. I don't know. This story's a little, maybe I should. I don't know. Anyway, let me just go to Amber Rose. You know Amber Rose, allegedly, I think she used to be a stripper. Now she has her own talk show. She's the sister girl, African-American lady, I think, and she has the bleached blonde hair, and it's gorgeous, and she's absolutely gorgeous. Anyway, her show, is it going to be on, is it not? Rumor has it, not, whatever. But one thing I can say, I've watched Amber Rose's show. It's different, but it's actually cute. It's actually cute. Do I think it's aimed for the youth? And when I say the youth, I'm talking like, you know, 20, 21, 30 range. Yeah. But I watched it. I'm 22. I watched it. The show was actually very, very cute. So if you want to see a talk show with a little bit of a different twist to it, you know, for adults only, turn it on. Kind of funny. And she seems like she's a very, very nice lady. But what I like about Amber Rose, she always wears different wigs. That's my whole point. She always wears different wigs. Now, she's very, very own, you know, short hair that's blonde. But she always has these different wigs. She's absolutely beautiful, which brings me to my next story. Did you read or did you hear about the school in South Africa where they were going to try to ban the children who have afros? and all of this. A lot of things have been out on the internet. Ever since put a stop to that, they're going to investigate the children can at this time, currently, as I understand, can now wear their afros. But I see a lot of stuff on Facebook about hair, about African-American women's hair, straight hair, versus natural hair and all of this, and, you know, be natural. And I read a comment from a lady on Facebook, and I can't remember, I should have written it down. I can't remember exactly what it says. And she said, regardless if my hair is straight, as an African-American woman, if my hair is straight or if my hair is natural, I should still be allowed to wear any style I want, and no one should dictate to me how I should wear my hair. And I thought that was very good. And I thought, regardless if I put a mohawk in my hair, if I decide to put gel in my hair and spike it up, or spike and put gel in my hair and lay it all back, if I decide to part it down the middle and wear two long pigtails, if I should just decide to leave it long and flowing and let it just flow all over the place, I should be allowed to wear my hair in any style I want. And if I'm just in an everyday setting. Now, if I'm in the military where, I'm trying to get the mindset all for one and one for all, and I understand the whole philosophy, that's a whole different ballgame, because you don't want the focus to be on individuality. You're trying to have the focus on a unit to do a specific job there for a specific purpose. But in a school setting where we're trying to educate our children to, first of all, love ourselves so we can get out and be productive in the world to love each other, I think, my own opinion, that our hair should be acceptable in any style we want. Straight, afro, corn rolls, twisties, purple, pink. You know, as I see other children with the blue hair now, it's very popular, and green hair is very popular. Whatever, do your thing. That's my opinion. So on that note, I'm going to walk away from the topic, and I hope everybody is just free to be who they want to be and express themselves. I think it's very sad when it comes to the day when we start telling people, you know, don't have an afro, or we tell a white lady who has very long, beautiful hair that she must put curls in her hair, you know, to insult one group and to insult another. It doesn't make one less or one better. So that's my thing today, Labor Day. Everybody relax if you've got the day off. For those who have to work, I wish you the best. Stay happy. And I hope in your workplace that you can wear your hair and whatever is best for you. All right, enough with that. Coming up, Coffee Chatter, September the 8th. Right there at 1920 Hyperion. It's all on the website. We're bringing in Tamara Woolfork. She is the Vice President of Business and Legal Affairs at Universal Studios. Tickets are on Eventbrite.com. You can buy your tickets there. They're only $10. The topic is the business of show business. So I hope that everybody comes out if you want to learn all about the behind-the-scenes, more business. You're an actor, you still got to know the behind-the-scenes, how those films get made, how those TV shows get pushed through, how the licensing for things work, and all this type of information. Miss Tamara Woolfork will be coming and speaking. And it's a very intimate setting. The space is very limited, so get your tickets now. Again, Tamara Woolfork from NBC Universal right here in sunny California will be coming and speaking, and I hope to see you there. It's going to be a really interesting, very intense evening, but also very relaxed. And when I say intense, it's all about the business of show business. A lot of times we have actors to talk about the acting, but tomorrow is going to keep it real and tell us about how, before they ever get to the actor, how things move and shake in, you know, the entertainment world there. All right, everybody, make it a great Monday. I will talk to you next Monday. Much love, much peace out there in the world. Respect yourself, and then respecting others comes oh so naturally. All right, bye-bye.